So at this event, you were here with the firefighters and the sheriffs. Why are they so important in this, or in, not only in this race, but why are they so important in general?
Well, I think it's the role of government first to make sure that its citizens are safe. And if you can't do that, then all the other important things that you need to do, from education to health care, I mean, everything suffers if people don't feel secure in their own homes and in their own communities. So, you know, this was a very gratifying day for me to have the support of the three sheriffs, to have the support of the firefighters, and you know, it was a proud day for me to stand up there with them and say I'm going to stand with them on these issues, where we've seen President Bush and his allies cut back the COPS program dramatically, cut things like the burn grants, do things that directly impact our first responders in a negative way, and I think it's time to turn that around.
As a city councilor, I'm sure you got a lot of contact with police officers. What do you think the common police officer thinks about the past 8 years? Like just the man on the street, not the sheriff or the deputy sheriff or whatever.
You know, I hate to talk for anybody else, but I think there's a growing awareness in the community as a whole that that the ball has been dropped here at home, and that we've been playing the world's policeman all over the place around the globe, or I should say George Bush has been doing that. Here at home, we haven't been doing as much as we should to support our local policemen, our local sheriffs, our local firefighters. And we're gonna change that. That's one of the reasons why I'm running for Congress.
Okay. Great. Good. I'll fight.